a foreign person. Describe a foreign person that you would like to meet. You should say who this person is, how you first learned about him or her, why this person is famous, and explain why you would like to meet this person. I've never met the person I'm going to describe, but I hope to meet him or her one day. Okay, right then. Well, the person I'd like to talk about is Warren Buffett, who I'm sure you know, and I guess he's quite a popular choice. So if you've heard this from other candidates as well, then I do apologize, but he really is someone that I'd love to meet one day. Not that I think it's going to happen or anything, but it would be good. It would be nice. And as for how I first got to know about him, well, I honestly can't remember. I mean, I've known of him for about the last 10 years or so, but if I were to hazard a guess, I'd say most likely I heard about him from the TV, because he crops up in the news quite a lot. So that's probably how I first heard about him. Anyway, going on to why he's famous, well, I'm sure you know he's one of the world's most successful investors, if not the most successful. Because he's made so much money from investing in various companies. You know, he seems to have a knack for choosing the right shares and finding companies which are going to prosper. And this kind of partly explains why I'd like to meet him. You know, I'd love to pick his brains because I think there's a tremendous amount I could learn from him. And not just in terms of, you know, how to pick good shares and stuff, but also in terms of, how can I put it, how to kind of manage yourself in everything you do. For example, I mean, although he's like super rich, he doesn't go around flaunting his wealth, and he comes across as a really down-to-earth person, if you know what I mean. He just seems to treat everyone with the utmost respect, and it's this, what's the word? I guess you could say humility he shows. That's probably the number one quality I think I can learn from him. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Thanks for listening.